Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. You're listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This is Ascent Dental Solution with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to give a shout out to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team and to my sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Dental. Without their sponsorship, these podcasts would be very difficult. Last week, I had a special guest, Stephanie Walter, and her company, Erbe Wealth, E-R-B-E. And she spoke to us about creating a source of income from investment or real estate syndications. And this real estate syndication gave some special returns. And I thought it would be valuable maybe to get a little bit more information. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your background, a little bit about the business strategy you're currently recommending for your potential investors?
Yes, I was actually an insurance agent for the last 16 years. I had invested all along in single family rentals. In 2016, I was invited to a boot camp where they were going to talk about how to buy apartment complexes. And in that place, that was where I first heard the term syndication. And I was sort of blown away by that. I just loved the concept of a group of people buying something that no one could do on their own. And so from that point onward, 2016, I worked on syndications and completed my first one in 2018. And since then, partnered up with my partner in Florida, and we just closed on our 12th syndication. And what that is basically we find a commercial property that's undervalued. We do all the due diligence, get the loan, do all of that stuff. And then we bring in our passive investors who contribute and actually own part of this business, which is an apartment complex. And then they're paid a monthly cash flow all the while that we own it. And then our goal is to hold it between 3 and 5 years and sell the property for, you know, returns for us anyways that have averaged over 20% a year.
That's a terrific return on investment. When you acquire these properties, is it done with bank loans, or are you and your investor group putting up the money so that there are no loans, or is it a combination of both?
We take the loans out, actually. And so it's between a 75-25%. So 75 we're financing, but we just acquired a property last week and we were able to get a 10-year financing locked in for just under 3%. So the terms of these loans just can't be beat for these larger commercial properties.
I'm assuming when you acquire these properties, you know that the leases are set at a certain duration and a certain amount. So the calculation right up front indicates what that positive cash flow is, and you know what your fixed rate is for whether it's 3, 5, 10, or 15 years. So you have a generally good idea, unless there's some kind of catastrophe. You're holding insurances, I believe, on these properties to cover in the advent of a significant catastrophe, and those costs are all absorbed. Generally, for our listeners right now tonight, is there a minimum investment that you're looking for? Is it $5,000? Is it $500,000? What typically are you looking for?
Well, we tell everybody $100,000 is our minimum capital requirement, but most of the time, I've never turned down anyone. Usually, if someone wants to contribute $50,000, we'll do that, because we have had an excellent track record with our investors. Every single investor that has invested with us has invested in another deal with us. So I am happy to bring people in, especially ones that aren't really familiar with this. They're a little cautious, but once they see and they go through a year, especially they go through their first tax cycle, you know, they're ready to invest again.
So that $100,000 investment, basically you can expect hopefully at least a $20,000 return that first year. And hopefully you've returned your initial investment in 5 years. And then when the property is sold in that 3 to 5 to 7 year time frame, what's your typical or average return? Are you getting a 5%, a 10%, a 20% bump because of the investment in value property and the positive cash flow? What would be an average return?
Basically, the way that it works is, so our investors, it's a little more complicated than that. So when our investors sign on, we give them what's called preferred interest, and they get that from day one. So as we hold on to the property, we will pay between 7 and 10% on a monthly basis while we hold the property for those 3 to 5 years. Then when we sell the property, that's where they get the remaining. You know, for us, 20% has really been the low. Actually, most of our properties have done over 30%. And that's where they get the remaining amount for each year when we sell the property. So if they're getting paid, you know, 8% a month, then when we go to sell the property, they're going to get that remaining 12% for each year.
Terrific.
To equal the 20%.
I wanted to just change gears. I know when I was doing my research, and we didn't get a chance in our last podcast, you said there are quite a few myths about making money. You talked about the 1% and some of the advantages that you've seen and you've learned, and was probably some of the impetus for you to go in this direction. And at this point, it's been significantly lucrative to you and your partners and your investment group. What are some of the myths that might enlighten some of our listeners this evening?
I think the biggest one that I hear most of the time is, well, of course, these people got wealthy. They had the money to go into these high risk, you know, deals, and then that's how they got wealthy. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth from the wealthy people that I work with. They're extremely cautious about where their money is invested. They do a lot of due diligence to be sure that, you know, that they invest largely in, you know, the idea, but then they find a team that can make that happen. And then they put their money to work for them. So I think that's the largest myth that, you know, that I've seen.
Now, how do you educate your investors? In other words, are you giving them a prospectus? How do they know exactly what's going on? How much information are you sharing? I've given you a check for $100,000 this week. I've invested in this new property that appears to have a positive cash flow. What's the communication between your group and these investors? Is it weekly? Is it monthly? Is it quarterly? Are we receiving statements? Just go into that a little bit to give a little more comfort to our listeners.
Yes. Well, that is the thing that I'm so surprised with, because I do hear a lot of investors that come to me after investing in other syndications, and there really is no, you know, playbook of how that should work. But both my partner and I, our primary goal has been to make our investors happy, because we knew if we make our investors happy, they will want to invest again and again, and therefore will grow. And so the easiest thing I think that we've done, but has made such an impact with our investors is that we do monthly reports. And those reports are really detailed. They'll talk about, you know, how many vacancies there are, if there are any, you know, evictions going on. Are we doing any renovations? If so, how much are we spending on the renovations? It will literally go to all the work orders that were ordered in the month. And I can tell you from being a landlord, I love looking at these reports because it's showing all the work that I don't have to do that this team is doing for me. And then it goes over the expenses that are paid out, the income that's coming in, and then there's a copy of the bank statements that show income going in, income, you know, the expenses going out. It's hugely important for us to be transparent with our investors, and that's what makes them happy. If there's something going on that, you know, it's a little bit unusual or something has changed, we always will get on the phone, have a Zoom meeting with all of our investors. We over communicate with our investors. But as to if they're, we also have a portal, which I think it, most investors are just love. And that is, they can go in, they can look at what's going on in the property. They can pull down the reports. And then when distributions are paid, which for us that we pay them monthly, you get an email that's sent to you saying there's been a distribution. And we send those out, like I said, on a monthly basis.
Well, Steph, once again, I want to thank you and your organization for taking time to educate our listeners. Is there a way perhaps you can share with us for individuals who have more specific questions, would like maybe a more private conversation, how they can reach out to you and ask maybe some more pertinent questions?
Yes, you can go to my website, which is www.erbewealth.com. There's a contact me button on that page, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
That's terrific. We've been listening to Ms. Stephanie Walter. Her company, Urbay, is a way for our listeners to perhaps learn something a little bit different in the investment opportunity. And I can't thank you and your team enough for sharing this knowledge and information. And I greatly appreciate your time and expertise. This is Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I want to say thank you. Our focus is on education, training, and development and knowledge. And I want to give a shout out again to David Wolf and his podcast team, along with my sponsors, Vocal Dental Supply, Patterson Dental, and Henry Schein. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Thanks so much for listening. And I appreciate, Stephanie, your expertise this evening. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.